the only way to get to heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 367, titled "The Only Way to Get to Heaven." Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. My father was a wise man, and he always explained it like this to me. My friend began, "I had just finished sharing the way to heaven with him, but it was clear that the philosophies of his father were deeply embedded in his mind. Unfortunately, those thoughts were not according to divine truth, that is, the holy word of God found in the Holy Bible." He went on to say, "My father said that going to heaven is like going to New York. There are many ways to get there, and it doesn't really matter which one you take, as long as you sincerely follow the way you believe. It will get you there." "You are right," I quickly replied, "about going to New York, but you are completely wrong about going to heaven. The only map to heaven, the Holy Bible, clearly presents only one way to get there. Jesus Christ says, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.' It is not true that there are many ways to heaven, and he is just one of them. Nor is it true that Jesus plus something else is the way to heaven. Many people have formed various opinions and suggest there are many ways to reach heaven. However, let us not forget that heaven is God's home, and he is the one who decides who may enter and who may not. The opinions, philosophies, and religious systems which people have invented are not only useless for reaching heaven, they are dangerous because they are sure to end in utter failure. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:12, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Philosophy presents a form of moral respectability. Philosophy presents a form of moral respectability, but ignores God's solemn verdict in Romans 3:23 in the Holy Bible, and that is, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Religious systems of human effort promise that heaven can be attained through good works and accumulated merit. But God says otherwise in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 in the Holy Word of God. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The Word of God presents Jesus Christ, and Christ alone, as the way for ruined, helpless sinners like you and me to enter into heaven. To cleanse us from sin, He put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. When He suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, the pouring out of His precious blood at Calvary's cross atoned for sin and paved the way for guilty people like you and me to draw near to God. Through Jesus Christ, we can be cleansed, forgiven, and made fit for His holy presence. This way is still open. It is still the only way, dear friend. Jesus Christ has already entered into the Father's house and wants you to be with Him in that place of eternal glory and bliss, to go to heaven. What a joy that's going to be. By the grace of God, I'm going, and I want you to go with me. To go to heaven, you need to do nothing more than realize your hopeless condition and trust Jesus Christ as the one who died for you and rose on the third day. He died for your sins, was buried, and rose again on early one Sunday morning. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you, shalt be saved. Saved from hell and saved to heaven. Saved from hell and saved to heaven. Saved from hell and saved from a hellacious life and saved to heaven. I assure you, my beloved, and based upon what the Word of God says, our little feeble minds cannot imagine how wonderful heaven is going to be compared to the life we have lived down here and the hell that people are going to who don't trust Christ as Savior. So this is salvation by grace through faith, dear friend. This is the only way to heaven. Call upon Jesus Christ today to save your soul, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Following any other way, however plausible it may seem to your mind, however religious it may be to your emotions, or however sincerely it is pursued with your energy, only leads away from God and is guaranteed to end in the blackness of darkness forever in hell. So allow me today, dear friend, to be a humble signpost along the highway of life, to point you to the Lord Jesus Christ, who says, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." So, dear friend, are you ready to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask Him to save you? Yes, it is as simple of a transaction as that. It is not difficult. It is not hard. Why would God make it hard and difficult for wicked, evil, ignorant sinners as we are? It's very simple. And so if you are willing to trust Jesus Christ in your heart as your Savior, with all of your heart, so that you can go to heaven when you die and not go to hell, and also have peace in this life, yes, peace and joy, and cheerfulness in the midst of this life of trouble and tribulation. That's just kind of a down payment on your home, if you will, in heaven. It's okay. Please believe in your heart right now on the Lord Jesus Christ. I plead with you, I beg you, to trust Christ as Savior for your own soul's sake. And pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul. Please pray with me what is called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you. In fact, that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents before. I have taken your holy name in vain before. I am guilty of breaking your Ten Commandments, and that's just a few. I've committed many other sins in my heart, in my mind, and with my body. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, which I don't deserve, for I understand that I deserve hellfire forever. And please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults, for Jesus Christ's sake. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, was buried, and rose again, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your holy name, Lord Jesus, I do pray. Amen. Dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, which I want you to understand is a life and death decision, it is a heaven or hell decision, my dear friend. It's a very serious matter. This is not a game. You need to take this very seriously. After listening to this podcast, if you have decided to follow Jesus, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know to find out more about what you need to do after trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. Visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract or pamphlet this podcast is based on, the gospel tract or pamphlet this podcast is based on, is written by DTJ and published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at mwtb.org, and when you do, make sure you pass the gospel tracts out to other people. Don't just keep them in your house. God bless you. Until next time.